Yeah, there wasn't going to be enough time. That was, I had a feeling now, Jordan, that was going to be the last kick of the game. The Unions player can protest a small bit now, but it really felt that we were on the last throw of the dice. And even though that expert, that penalty was expertly taken by Owen McGeehan, it was going to be too little too late. If we would have thought it, that 4-point lead was going to be really tested to the max in the last 3 minutes. But that went to extra time. I'm sure it's something either team really wouldn't have been looking for. But who would have known what had happened in that second half? McConnell had, as I say, emptied the bench. And Alex Anthony Thompson, Jack Malloy, a whole host of really experienced players coming on the pitch. And it was that extra bit of experience, I think, which was telling in the game. They certainly deserved their lead in this match. But as we know in sport, anything would happen. And I mentioned on the last game you were with me that a goal would have been a huge score. I felt if any team was going to get it, it would have been Neil Connell and would have put the game out of sight. As it was, with points, they were out to 4 point, 4 point lead. But there you go. If Unions hadn't got that goal a few minutes earlier, it certainly would have been an interesting end to the match. So all the players are out on the pitch. It was a game, as I said, John, was played, you know, at a fairly pedestrian pace. You know, it was possession and counter-attack. And you just felt that the Unions players, and Conor really played through the main men. And I think of all them, Leo McLoone was outstanding on the pitch. I mean, made some huge long busting runs, and every time he had the ball, he used it well. He chipped in with a score as well. And he just felt on the opposite side for St. Union, they hadn't got those kind of players to play through, to set up the tags. It was all maybe very likewise type players in terms of on the ball. There was nobody able to make maybe that decisive incision outside of Conor Doran Jr. He chipped in, I think it was 4 points, 3 or 4 points of Union's total in the end. He was the one player maybe went for the new Conor rear guard, like Noella, but certainly what the players Unions had missing today, they were missing that bit of a spark up front, and that's why new Conor ran out 9 points to 1-5 victors and deserved that victory, Jordan. They are the league champions for 2023, and they will go on to the championship, I think, along with Unions as the two favourites, and they still are the two teams to beat. So 2 weeks away from the championship, this was a bit of a precursor. As I say, the crowd was pretty poor here today, Jordan. And listen, I don't want to be giving off too much about the football, but I don't see a game like this, you know, if you were a diehard fan, that would have been a hard watch, never mind a neutral. It should have been interested in our two best teams in Donegal playing, but I think people probably expected the type of football we've seen here today, you know, very low scoring and very defensive. And listen, it did open up a small bit in that second half, but as I said, Neve Connell, deserving winners, and they will lift the league trophy for 2023.